Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Arun Vanigopal, in for Allison Stewart. Mija is an affectionate Spanish term, literally meaning my daughter. It's also the title of a new documentary from director Isabel Castro. The documentary follows Doris Munoz. Doris is an ambitious young woman with a love for music. She's pursuing a career as a manager in L.A., and she's also the only U.S.-born member of an undocumented Mexican-American family, a status that shapes and sometimes weighs on her pursuits. Let's hear a clip from Mija where Doris talks about her family's immigration status.
Growing up, I was hyper aware that I was the only one in my family with papers. Sometimes I felt like my brothers resented me. How could they not? And then 5 years ago, my brother Jose was deported. We've had survivor's guilt ever since.
In the midst of COVID-related disruptions, Doris crosses paths with Jax Haupt, an up-and-coming singer based in Texas who happens to share the same family immigration situation as Doris. And from there, the film follows both of these women through growth, both for their personal and professional lives. After its Sundance debut in January, Variety wrote, "Castro's debut feature deals with heartache and vulnerability, but also shimmers with joy and genuine insight." Mija is in select theaters starting today and will be streaming on Disney Plus next month. Joining me now are the film's director, Isabel Castro, and its two subjects, Doris Munoz and Jax Haupt. Welcome to All of It.
Hi there. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi. All right, Isabel, let's start with you as a director. This documentary, it covers a number of themes and events in the lives of its subjects. How did Mija come to be the title of the film?
So I first met Doris 3 years ago. And when I first met Doris, she was working as a manager and had a management company called Mija Management. And quite frankly, I loved Mija as kind of a central organizing theme for the film as well. Mija is a term of endearment that a lot of, Latinx families call their Latinx daughters. And I thought that a lot of, people might relate to that term of endearment. I think a lot of us grew up hearing that term around us all the time from our parents or from our families. I really gravitated towards it. And I felt like people who knew would know. And then those who didn't, we'd be able to explain what it meant.
Hopefully be intrigued enough to engage with this film. And I guess, when you started out, it goes without saying, but we should still say, a lot is going on when it comes to immigration and the lives of immigrants and the children of immigrants. How much was this, motivating you at that particular moment when you decided to pursue? Documentary is clearly a labor of love. There's a lot going on when you want to see it through. How much was that a factor for you?
It was a huge factor. So I've been working in storytelling as a documentary filmmaker and as a journalist for over a decade now. And throughout all of my personal work, I've been really motivated to tell stories around immigration and different facets, to show different facets of the ways that immigration policy in the United States affects people living here. And, my focus on immigration as a topic is very personal in nature. I moved here from Mexico when I was really young. And I've just always been really interested in kind of unpacking the American dream and also just showing the different ways that U.S. policies affect individuals on an emotional and on a personal level. And so I think for this particular story, I was looking to see to find a story to show the ways that that families experience the story of immigrating on an intergenerational level. Like I was looking to tell a story about the ways that the decision to move to this country kind of implicated an entire family throughout different generations. And that was kind of the first, that was the first idea. And that's kind of how development around the film started and eventually kind of led us to making the film that we have today.
So Doris, let's bring you in. I mean, as someone who was kind of living a pretty exciting life in the music business, traveling a lot, but also with a family that had sort of various levels of precariousness, you know, being undocumented and all. How did you approach this? When you were first approached, what did you make of this project?
Well, when I was first approached, we were in the roller coaster ride of 2019, where we were touring all over the world and, you know, getting into business with major record labels and major festivals all across the country. It was a high that we were on at that time. So it was a lot of just a rush of emotions of like, okay, how do we proceed? Like, how will this play out? And then obviously, the pandemic happened for us, what, like 6-7 months into the filmmaking process? It started summer 2019, and then spring 2020 was when our entire industry was shut down. So obviously from then we were just, okay, like, where do we go from here? Like, I was just like, okay, what is this director going to make now? Like, the original idea she had for this film isn't really panning out the way that it was supposed to, but it was exactly what was supposed to happen. And really, in that pandemic-induced pivot and that whole switch up of our lives, it's what led us to Jax.
And I am going to get to you, Jax, but I'm just kind of curious. I mean, like, when Isabel, like, one thing that's great about the film and that kind of brings the viewer in is, you know, starting out early on, you know, Doris is, like, manager for Cuco, who's just, like, you know, celebrated, very popular musician. We've got a lot of great music, just kind of, you know, like, it's almost got kind of a dreamy quality, which I think for some people maybe expecting a very, like, earnest, feel good, sort of predictable kind of an immigration thing, it just has a different sort of dreamier vibe. And I'm wondering how much that was part of the idea to create a different feeling for someone who doesn't want sort of the more predictable, stereotypical immigration. Oh my God, everything is falling apart and, you know, wrenching of tears and stuff like that. Like, how were you setting out early on to kind of create something that had a different sort of emotional terrain?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this film is an immigration story, and music is like the Trojan horse to get y'all in, you know? And so at the end of the day, I think it's for us to be able to humanize our experience and not just chasing after your dreams, but like to let folks in on how high the stakes are for people like us, kids of immigrants, and what it means to chase your dreams. What it means to take the risk in hopes of that kind of a reward when, you know, the generation that came before us didn't necessarily have the opportunity to do so.
Jax, let's bring you in now. You're a musician and you connect with Doris at a very particular moment. Tell us about that and how that factored into this documentary.
I started like making my music videos homemade, and I think the very beginning before the pandemic happened, Doris reached out to me in like after 2020, like 2019, 2020. She saw like my homemade music video that I made in December. She was a fan of how I, you know, expressed myself as an artist. And she DM'd me on Instagram and she's like, listen, like, what are your plans? Like, what are you going to do with your music? Do you have management? Like, because you're awesome, you're a great artist, and I'm really a fan of your work. And so through Doris, you know, the pandemic happened. Doris was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do, but I really would love to help you because you're amazing. And I'm grateful that she has, you know, came in my life because she showed me, you know, so many people. And through Doris, I met Isabel. Isabel came through August. And I remember that same day I was like getting Starbucks when she was calling me. I was like, who is this number? Like, who's calling my phone? And so I answered. Isabel was like letting me know about the documentary. She was like, listen, it's kind of at the very beginning, you know, she was mentioning all these artists that I like looked up to, like Omar Polo, you know, trying to have, you know, maybe, you know, sort of Kali Uchis, like be a part of a soundtrack, you know. That was like, she was involving these artists, and you know, my main like intentions to like be a part of this big project was just to like connect with people. And not only that, it's just to have my music kind of out there and for people to know who I actually am as a person, and you know, how I express myself creatively.
Doris, I mean, how did your family feel about this? And I mean, you have a brother who, as the documentary you know, shows, is deported. You're driving for hours to go and meet him in Tijuana, and it's a very sort of like heavy strain. It comes at the same time, at least in the documentary, as, you know, when you're kind of like no longer working with Cuco. It's like a major professional disruption in your life. And I'm just wondering, how did your brother and other members of family feel about a camera crew being around in these very kind of vulnerable moments?
You know, to try to convince folks that have been living in the shadows to all of a sudden being center stage in front of the camera was definitely, it's definitely a journey, but it's something that I feel like I'm in alignment with my own family, where we know that we're like one of millions of stories, and that if the opportunity came to us to tell our story, then it was meant for us to do so. It felt like this kind of like duty, you know, where stories like ours don't necessarily get these kinds of platforms, at least this intimately, you know, the humanizing aspect of it. We see family separation stories. We see the trauma that happens at the border, but we don't get to see, like, yeah, my brother who came to this country at 2 years old and was deported when he was 29, you know, like humanizing the fact that like the States was all he knew. And then, you know, I think they realize that this is an opportunity to open the eyes of so many others who can possibly then understand the immigrant experience that much more. Obviously, it wasn't that easy to get to that point. I mean, my parents and my brother, Jose, are the ones who really opened up their lives for this. But, you know, it was a mixed process. You know, being a subject of a documentary isn't necessarily easy, and it comes with a lot of mixed bag of emotions. But at the end of the day, I think what superseded all of that was the fact that this is going to help so many more people. So we just had to like surrender and accept that this was given to us for a reason.
Isabel, from your perspective, tell me more about this process. You're getting into these very vulnerable moments. Is this stuff that you realized when you started out, or did it kind of like, you know, play out as you're starting to, like, you know, really kind of sink into the production? And how did you approach these very sort of like, you know, sensitive aspects of people's lives and, you know, maybe fears?
That's a great question. And I think it's probably the thing that I struggle with the most as a documentary filmmaker and as a journalist, because a lot of the vulnerability that you see on screen is because of Jax and Doris's bravery in showing that aspect of their life, and also is kind of a result of their trust in me and in the film. And it's always unexpected when you reach a certain level of intimacy, especially the level of intimacy that was reached in this film. And I think that what motivated me and the film in throughout the production was to really just try to get at the heart of some of these emotions, get at the heart of these experiences. But it was obviously, it's just as a documentary, you can't plan what scenes or what moments are going to illuminate the thing that you're trying to talk about and tell a story about. And so, you know, throughout the making of the film, what continued to motivate every decision was, you know, trying to get at the heart of showing what it means to be the daughter of immigrants. And you kind of, you know, what you see on screen in the final film are a series, you know, is Doris and Jax's life as documented by my camera, that hopefully speaks to that experience and hopefully illuminates that experience.
Jax, you know, you and Doris both come from similar family backgrounds. Both, you know, U.S. born kids of families who have or are undocumented. I mean, how much does that shape your art?
I feel like it's also like we're like our culture and who we are and our languages is like so beautiful and not really known in the U.S. You know, American music is like completely different than certain music and away from America, and we can combine our cultures and, you know, express our emotions with the language that we grew up in. And I think that's really beautiful. I love seeing people, you know, be in touch with who they are and express it into their art, because it's unique. And not only that, it's just, it's, you know, it's something that like, it's beautiful to express it in, you know, America, in the U.S., because this is something we grew up with and we love to, you know, just, it's just amazing. I don't know. It's just so many words to express that, like, feeling to, you know, show people who you truly are as, like, how you grew up with and, you know, with all these characteristics
were there,
Mexican-American.
Yeah. Were there things that you were reluctant to disclose to Isabel or to the camera, you know, about your family that you had to be drawn out or that you just didn't want the world to know about, you know, the whole world? Jax?
Yeah, I was a little embarrassed of, like, because at the time when Isabel was filming, I was a little embarrassed of my situation because I was living in my car. Mm. And it kind of was something that I had to think about. I was like, because I was having a tough time with like going with my family. I was kind of like, listen, there's some parts that shouldn't be filmed. And she respected that. You know, she had consent on the majority of the stuff. But it was a tough journey and, you know, something I will never regret doing. And I'm very grateful for, you know, doing this amazing film with, you know, amazing woman.
Isabel, we have to wrap up soon, but are there any, tell us about the status of the film and, you know, are you turning this around a lot? How has the response been?
I mean, the response has been so incredible, incredibly moving, just to see the ways that people are connecting with the film and connecting with Jax and with Doris and with their family's stories. And it's really inspiring to me that I feel like we might be part of a sea change where stories like this are being platformed. So the film will be out on Disney Plus later this fall, and is actually going to be in theaters this week in San Francisco, LA, and New York. And the screenings will be free this week. So it's really exciting that they will be accessible. And I really hope that people go and see it on the big screen. And I really hope that people can connect with it and talk about it. And hopefully it'll prompt and stimulate conversations about what it means to live as a child of immigrants in this country.
Jax Haupt, Doris Munoz, and Isabel Castro, thanks so much for joining us. And good luck on your film. Mija, as she said, is starting out in, it's opening in theaters today, and it'll come to Disney Plus next month.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.